What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Hey, Jillian, think tonight we'll say fuck a few hundred times?
Fuck, I don't know.
Hart already used that joke. I was hoping you'd go for something else.
What? You just said harder. I said, fuck, I don't know. You're like, harder.
Heart, not harder.
Oh, I thought you said harder. I was like, oh, my, that's a lot more fucks.
Say it harder. Say it harder, woman. Well, hey, I guess that's a weird natural segue into the Adam and Eve promo, I guess.
Josh, what I say is not staged. Don't try and force my hand.
Well, hey, do you remember the Adam and Eve promo?
30% off.
What is it with that? Something. Brian did that last week on Radiodrome, too. What the hell is it with you guys?
50% off. 70. You pay for nothing. Buy one of everything and double it.
50% off of a single item, 3 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping in the United States if you use the promo code WHAT. For whatever reason, you and Brian want to undersell the promo, and it's like, that's not a good way to do this.
Well, see, that way, if somebody says it's 30, you're like, no, it's 50. It's like, whoa, that's even better.
And 3 free DVDs just for using the code WHAT?
And if you order now, we'll also throw in a set of steak knives.
You don't want to say that because I don't think they get steak knives, and I don't think that would work too well for a sex toy company. I can just imagine the lawsuits.
Freddy fingers.
Freddy Krueger dildo fingers, maybe? He could have, like, 4 women at one time and a midget with the thumb.
Edward penis hands.
That's a real movie.
I know it is. My husband reviews porn. Of course I know it's a real movie.
You never reviewed that one.
Not yet.
Oh, got it.
I don't know. Harry Potter, you can enter my Chamber of Secrets anytime.
All right there, Shannon. All right.
Rest your tool or you get Hogwarts.
All right, let's just move into the topic right away. Because
so fucked up this opening. We spent so much time, we should just reshoot it.
All right, Jillian, this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
...is actually going to seg into our topic, or, weirdly enough, lack of topics, but we'll get into that in a minute. Jillian, I know you like to text, because you're always saying, text me, and no matter how many times I tell you I don't have a texting plan on my cell phone, you always ask me to text you.
You are so 1997.
I know. There is a new app.
Actually, I think in 97 they texted.
Shut up. There's a new app that allows you to text while using the camera to show you what the phone is seeing so you can walk while texting without bumping into something.
Right before you brought this to me, I knew exactly what you were talking about because I know you and your cynical ways, which not that I agree, not that I have this app, but you're like, have you seen the new app? And I'm like, oh, the one where you can, like, you know, walk while you text and it shows you the video. You're like, yes. I just came upon it happenstance when I was looking for, you know, what's new apps on my phone. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I clicked on it. I was like, really? Apparently, I told my friend about this app, and she was quite excited for it, and we kind of had that little conversation. I was like, really? Why? I was like, you shouldn't be texting whilst, you know, crossing the street in the middle of an intersection because, oh, I don't know, it's really annoying when I'm trying to turn and then you in, you know, 2 steps every 5 seconds because you're fucking texting, but, you know, get to the sidewalk then text, but I don't know. You would think that there would be some kind of delay there, too, because with your camera on a phone, it's kind of, you know, if you move it, it's not a succinct, you know, complete flow. So if this is using your camera app, there's going to be a wee bit of a delay and you might be like bumping into shit or something, what have you. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous
funny.
And it's silly that people are excited about it.
Well, I can't wait to see somebody go, now I can drive while texting if I hold the camera in front of my, or the phone in front of my face and have it look out the window. You know, come on. How far are we out from that? You tell me.
Well, there was that, I don't know if it was a survey or a study, what have you, and this was even before the whole talking on cell phones and driving and texting and driving thing was huge, and it was just distractions while driving, and they would have people, you know, eating cheeseburgers, reading the newspaper. So there you go, Mr. Technological ruining everything. People read the newspaper whilst driving on their way to work.
I have never read a newspaper while driving.
No, I swear to God. I have not either. But what I'm saying is when you're blaming phones and technology, people are going to do stupid things whether you give them something new or not. So, you know, if you took phones out of the equation.
I've seen people shave while driving. I've seen women putting on makeup while driving. I've seen
people have changed dirty diapers while driving. That was the ridiculous one on there. like all of these ridiculous things. So if you're going to say, oh, phones, da, 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 it's like, you know, someone can get just the texting. I completely understand reading anything like that that takes your vision off of the road. Smoking is still a little dangerous if you're, you know, moving your head to ash and what have you. But, you know, talking to your friend in the car, that is also distracting because you turn your head and you're like, what? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, jackass, you know, McDumbass cut you off and you're in a car accident now because you looked away. Fiddling with the radio, that was, you know, back in my day before we had a distraction. That was the biggest thing they told you is like, don't fuck with your radio while you're driving because
Jillian,
all it takes is...
A friend of mine actually, no, this is going to sound like something out of a really badly written movie, but I swear this is true. He was on his way to pay his insurance, which had lapsed, okay?
Okay.
So he, for this trip, he had no insurance. He was on his way to pay his insurance. He reached down, you got to remember this is early 90s, so CD players and cars were very expensive. He reached down because the cassette he wanted to listen to fell on the floor. And he swerved and hit a parked police car while not being covered because he was trying to reach for his Motley Crue cassette. If you saw that
Lesson
in a movie,
learned.
You'd sit, yeah, if you saw that in a movie, you'd go, yeah, right. That really happened to a friend of mine in high school.
Anyway, what I was saying before somebody rudely cut me off.
Hey, I cut you off very politely there.
Just saying. I mean, you can get a Bluetooth, but having both hands on the steering wheel is something that people seldom do as it is. The majority of people will drive with one hand, whether you're doing something else or not. So having that hand on your phone, as long as you're aware of what's going on, is better than, you know, but people don't take the responsibility. And so they fuck around. And it's honestly, to me, it's not any different than if you were talking to a friend. It's when you drop your phone and you're looking for it, or, you know, if you just aren't being cognizant of what's around you. Even if you did ban talking on cell phones while driving, which a lot of states have, you're still going to have people. Are you going to ban eating cheeseburgers? Are you going to ban, you know, drinking coffee, things like that? It's like everything that isn't both hands on the wheel
if
and looking straight again
that,
is a distraction.
In most states, if a cop sees you eating a cheeseburger while driving, they can pull you over and give you a citation. That is on the books in most, that is distracted driving. What you made me think of when you said one-handed driving, I wonder, how easy would it be to jerk off while driving and not hit something?
That depends on your stamina, sir.
It also depends on your mental acuity, because I'm not sure I'd be able to keep the mental image I'm using to jerk off with in my head while trying not to hit the semi in front of me.
See, oh, that's another thing. We got this for this one girl that I used to work with, and it was supposed to be a gag gift because she was just a perv, and this was before my corrupted days, before I ever met Brad. You know, he completely corrupted me, but he had a good chunk in it. Anyway, we got her this as a gag gift, and it was a vibrator that you plug into your cigarette adapter. We got
why would you
her
need
being
that?
Like,
why would you need it?
We didn't think she would, was the thing, is we got it for her, be like, here, you're such a perv. And then a few days later, she tells us that she was using it and everything. We're like, what? How? Don't do that. Don't, no. Oh, how do you, like, are you just on cruise control? I mean, wow. I didn't, like, I mean, obviously people do use them. They make them. And we just thought it would be kind of a funny gag gift because she was always talking about, like, dildos and vibrators all the time. So, you know, we got it for her. Unbeknownst to us, she actually, yeah. So, anywho, a little off topic.
I would think cleanup would be a little awkward in the car.
Cleanup on aisle 7. You know, wild card day of just talking about the depraved sexual toys that are out there, because I've had a few lists sent to me, and there's some insane stuff out there that I'm just
yes.
like, how, what, no, and okay, for those of you who maybe be,
maybe be
a little more, you know what?
What?
Why you gotta do that? Why you gotta do that? I quit. I click. For those of you maybe a little less knowledgeable of the vast array, then you should go to adamandeve.com. But beyond even what they have, there is some kinky, fucked up shit out there for sex toys. If you go to Cracked, I think they've, Cracked.com, they have lists. But some of the stuff is just like, oh my God. Like, I mean, fuck, they had this huge, and I can't remember, I think it was a butt plug, and it was next to a soda can. It was like taller than about 3 soda cans, and the girth was like of one of those giant ass coffee cans you get, like the big supersize from like Sam's Club or something. Dude, that's like throwing a hot dog down a tire.
I was in a porno store just 2 weeks ago, and they had a butt plug that was the size of a fucking traffic cone. And I'm just going, now that would make a funny gag gift. But you know,
but no,
there is
yeah.
some person that's going to try and accommodate that. I'm thinking muscle relaxants and gallons of lube.
That's even then, the human body only goes up so far as, like, you jam that thing up there and it'll look like it's up half your spine.
You know, this isn't even our topic, but we were going
to
have a big...
We should just change it to this topic.
we were going to have a big titty day anyway, so... I saw a fisting video on XTube. This guy was almost up past his elbow into this chick's asshole. And I'm going, he has to be in her rib cage by this point.
Would it, like, how do you...
You've got to be doing major internal damage at that point.
Yeah. Not only that, but I mean, the whole, you know, your insides and everything are coiled. And it's not just, you know, a straight segue. This isn't human centipede, you know, gastral check going straight through your body. It's in their specific way. And you only so far it goes straight and... I believe it's not as long as a person's arm before it starts getting all complicated.
Jillian, all these people taking stuff up their ass is fun, but our actual Big Titty Day freeballing sort of kind of maybe almost a little bit topic was supposed to be our over-reliance on technology. At least that's what you and I had discussed previous. Do you want to?
You know what's kind of ironical is that we're talking about people sticking things in their asses, but all of our other shows on this War on Women is people taking stuff that sticks out of their asses.
And them trying to ban people from putting things in their asses.
Yes.
But think about it. The War on Women? How many fewer pregnancies and abortions would there be if women would just take it in the ass? There you go. So what it comes down to, when you and I were discussing this topic on the phone, we both think today's society is way too over-reliant on technology. And I want to get the elephant out of the room right away. Yes, both Jillian and I get the irony of bitching about the over-reliance on technology when our show is on the internet while we're using Skype. Jillian and I both get the irony, so the first smartass that points that out gets pistol-whipped.
And I'll admit right now, I'm a technology whore. I've got, you know, every game system from Atari 2600 up to the Wii, PS3, whichever one, I don't know, they came out around the same time.
Do you have a Jaguar?
Like, as in the car?
As in the video game system.
You said... No, we do not have that. Atari Jaguar. Okay, no, we don't have that.
TurboGrafx 16?
Dude, those were before 2600, I thought.
Are you nuts? The 2600 was in 1978. The TurboGrafx 16 was 1991.
From a 2600, then Nintendo, then forward. Is that better? Except for Virtual Boy.
But the Nintendo was before TurboGrafx-16. I'm not letting this drop.
Okay, anything popular. Shut up. My point is, I have lots of electronic shit, okay?
All right, fair enough.
Can we steer it back? I've got so many electronics in my house is my point. I do have an iPhone. I have an iPod. However, the reason why I have an iPhone and an iPod is because the iPod was given to me by someone who got the upgrade, and I use that strictly for videos, like when I go work out. I don't use my iPhone for video. Essentially, I just use it for phone calls, apps, and then, of course, I'm a Facebook and Twitter whore, which I will admit I am very dependent upon. Facebook has somewhat replaced my email to where if somebody emails me, I'm just like, dude, either message me on Facebook and let me know that you emailed me or text me because I don't check my email. I get...
Yeah, look, I know that firsthand.
You know what? Well, if you had lots of friends, then maybe you would get too many emails to where you didn't want to check them because you do too much online shopping and you get a bunch of spam mail and you have 2,000 emails in your inbox that you don't want to sift through to find out who you actually need to see.
Because, okay, a little inside baseball for people. Whenever I'm trying to send Jillian a story, I have to use Facebook to message her. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll get together to record this, and she'll be like, I don't know, you didn't tell me you emailed me, so I didn't look. It's like, what's the point then, Jay?
Because I don't go into my email, because, okay, it's one of those things where, remember back in the old days of AOL, and you would sign on, it would go the, and take forever, and we were like, oh god, it's taking forever. And so you would sign on, and if you didn't hear those words, you've got mail. You were like, aw, what else can I do? Because it was just so new. But now anymore, it's like, I don't check my email. There's no reason for me to go into email because I don't receive pertinent email that much. Anything as of fans either goes to, you know, you, Josh, or it's via Facebook because that's just what everybody uses. I have so much because of business dealings and when we order things and all of the online doings we have, I get a whole lot of spam email from, you know, either affiliates, what have you, and it just comes and comes and comes. And I'm not going to go and email every day and delete the 3 to 10 whatever spam mails every day versus, you know, having to go in there and search through several thousand emails to search for the one from a real person.
The one email to rule them all. Now, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Oh, seriously? We're at break already? This is sad. There's so much to talk about.
Well, after Heart Attack, we're going to come back and we will actually talk about our over-reliance on
We'll be more technology. Succinct instead of bickering. It's been a long week.
Yes, it has.
This is your Action News reporter here in the lobby of the theater where they're showing the new horror movie, Bug. The situation here is bedlam. People are running out of the audience, screaming in terror. Several people have fainted already. And here comes another one, hysterical.
They're on me! They're on me! Take them away! Take them away!
What? Excuse me, miss. What do you mean they're on you?
The bugs! The bugs are crawling on me! Please, no!
Oh, now the management has taken her away, trying to calm her down. And we've already sent for a doctor.
I felt it on my neck! It's in my hair!
The police are here. Ambulances have come around everywhere.
Paramount Pictures presents Bug. From William Castle, who gave you Rosemary's Baby. Bug. In color, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
All right, it's time for another Heart Attack, and this time, as with the theme of tonight's show, we're going to be talking about technology. Now, Heart, since you run a TV network, I'm sure technology and its everyday uses and pitfalls affects you quite greatly, doesn't it?
Well, funny that you should mention that, because I don't believe I would have been able to launch American Horror if it wasn't for the changes in consumer spending habits, consumer viewing habits, and the invention of the mobile phone.
What problems have you run into with the fact that this is mostly over the internet? Have you run into any kind of upload issues with getting to film on or anything like that? Or has it pretty much been smooth sailing since launch last October?
Well, I guess the main problem is right from there. You know, when you say internet and you say, you know, has there been any issues with your internet channel? And the thing is it's not an internet channel. We have to rethink what television is, because the television set is turning into nothing more than a glorified TV monitor. Everybody I know that's under 30 years old, they all have their internet hooked to their TV set already. I don't know one single 30-year-old that has cable. I've been going around and asking people, I've been asking friends, how many of your friends have cable? How many of them have satellite? And they just don't. There's been a massive change in viewing habits, and you could really see it as a generational shift. Earlier, when they first invented the PC, the personal computer, they had this idea at MIT that the world would be a better place if only there was a $100 laptop for everybody in the world. Well, guess what, folks? It's here, and it's called a smartphone with a 4-inch screen. Right now, there are 8 billion smartphones in the world right now, okay? And soon, they're supposed to outnumber personal computers. Within the next decade, they expect that virtually all mobile phones will be smartphones. And they're talking about like 6 billion of these little personal computers out there. And what does that mean? It means your parents aren't looking over your shoulder at what you're watching anymore. It means that your boss can't police what you're doing at work anymore on the internet. And it means for a guy like me to launch an amazing 24-hour, uncut horror TV channel with the very small amount of money that I've had to do this. I have been launching this TV network with a total pirate crew. And because of advances in digital technology, because of programs like Final Cut Pro, being able to edit everything on a personal computer in your living room, pretty amazing. That in and of itself, allowing me to have my own post-production facility within a house. You can have all your microphones, I went to Fry's and I picked up a couple of cheap $300 Canon cameras, and that's what we shoot some of our interviews with, because the HD is HD, guys. You don't need to have a giant, like everybody wants to measure dick size in Hollywood with, ooh, I'm shooting with the red camera, ooh, I'm shooting with this camera. Well, the fact of the matter is, guys, it's not about the man or woman holding the brush and what talents they bring to the tool. That's all it is. And now, because of technology, we can all be making our own TV shows. We're already doing it with YouTube. I mean, what is the largest player of music in the world right now? It's YouTube, actually, because everybody's going on there to watch their music videos. And so for me, with American Horrors, I'm just blown away at what we're able to do. I'm going to go ahead and say it here on your program. This is the big announcement. I got word from that crazy billionaire, Alki David, that yes, indeed, Apple has approved the new code for the new film on subscription model. So now we're going to be able to get even more content to people through their iPhones and their iPads and their all these devices. And here's the thing. You can hook your iPhone up to your TV set. It's not like you're a prisoner of the phone. Technology has completely changed the game in every single way. So now I am a serious threat. Why? Because in this day and age, consumers don't care how much money was spent on the product. A consumer doesn't care how many years you spent working on it. All they care is it cool? Is it entertaining? That's part of what reality TV has done, is it's kind of changed the bar for what people will find acceptable as entertainment. So now I am competing with the Sci-Fi Channel. I am going head-to-head with HBO. I am going head-to-head with Showtime. And that couldn't have happened 10 years ago.
But at the same time, while you might be going head-to-head with Sci-Fi and Chiller and things like that, your programming model is so different. I mean, you are offering uncut, something that Chiller and Sci-Fi refuse to do. And HBO even... they don't show movies widescreen very often when they're a widescreen movie. For whatever reason, they're stuck in the old model that people want the frame of an old TV filled up. You and I joke about this both on air and off air, that you really don't have any competition. But it's also true. You don't really have any real competition out there.
No, I don't. I don't. And that's the funny thing is we've been blacklisted by Fangoria. We've been blacklisted by Rumor. We've been blacklisted by Bloody Disgusting. None of those news outlets will discuss what American Horrors is doing. Now, why? I don't know. I've dealt with lots of press blackouts on me. Wikipedia, here's an issue. You asked me about technology. How does it hurt you? In a day and age where people gather their information from these massive sites like Wikipedia, Wikipedia has now become a tastemaker. They are deciding what they feel should be posted to the public. And so I have a problem in which I am having a difficult time educating consumers that, hey, we've got the best party on the block. In fact, we've got the best party in the world. If you're a horror fan, you want to be at this party. Danzig's already here. Killjoy from Necrophagia is already here. You get what I'm saying? All the cool dudes are partying at this network. We've got so much amazing content. And I keep coming back to content because at the studios, they're publicly traded companies. So a channel like Chiller wants to hit as wide of an audience as they possibly can because they're owned by a publicly traded corporation. And what that means is the publicly traded corporation does not care about the needs of its consumers. It only cares about the needs of its shareholders. I'm a person. I'm not a corporation. I'm a human being, and I'm the one in charge of American Horrors. There's no committee here, folks. It's me. I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm getting amazing content. When I tell people, hey, you're going to be dealing with me, no committee, no shareholders, just Hart motherfucking Fisher. They love it. They love it because now they're not going to have to worry about, if you go to the Sci-Fi Channel and you pitch a TV show, it's going to go to their legal department first because they're all about dimes and nickels and they're fucking penny smart and dollar stupid. They really are. And this modern age, they have an investment in the status quo. I'm always been on the bleeding edge. I've always been at the forefront of technology with what I've done. I got into editing in the 90s. As soon as it switched to Final Cut Pro, I was there making those switches. Same with today. You're either going to embrace technology or you're going to get run over by it. There's a new way to do business now, and I'm trying to be at the forefront of that. And I believe that Alki David at Filmon is there because we are offering our TV channels to anyone in the world. Anyone in the world can be watching American Horrors for $1.95 a month. That's a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi. The only problem we've had with the technology is it's been very difficult to ascertain who's watching what, when, through these mobile phone apps. That's the trick where We haven't caught up to that yet. And also you deal with issues like Apple. When you go through iTunes, Apple does not like to really report to us who's watching what when. They don't want to give us that information. Apple wants to sit on its information. So it's been kind of tough for us to ascertain who's watching what TV show at what time, because it's not like there's a Nielsen rating system set up for the smartphone.
Right. Well, and I also wanted to bring up before we run out of time, when you brought up the content is what matters. Chiller and Sci-Fi, you know, Sci-Fi's got their Saturday night horrible direct-to-video. Chiller's got Universal's library, which they don't utilize very well. But you've got, and I'm saying this in a positive light, the obscure shit most people haven't seen, which to someone like you and I is much more interesting than, oh, the new Friday the 13th is on Chiller tonight, all cut to ribbons. Big deal.
Well, frankly, it does come down to that, is these big corporations haven't figured out yet that when you could steal everything, and you can right now, you could steal everything, so your dollar becomes a vote. I need you guys to subscribe to American Horrors to help support us. You're paying my salary by subscribing to American Horrors. You're enabling me to continue to function, to continue bringing you the best goddamn party there is. And that's what it's about. That's really what it's about. And where the majors want to trick you and put out a fancy box or a hologram or just get you in for opening weekend, I actually want you to come away going, that was the best pizza I've ever had. I'm going back and getting more pizza there. And that's what it's about for me, is servicing the needs of my consumer, finding the stuff that I know they want that they can't find. Like, I'm going to be adding Funeral Home to our lineup, which is a really rare, hard-to-find slasher film. Three on a Meat Hook we're going to be adding to the lineup. We're finding all kinds of different horror from all different decades and putting it up there, uncut, baby, uncut.
Right, which is that's the draw to me. Not shitting on The Garbage Man, because I think it's a great film. What other channel is actually going to fucking show a Garbage Man?
They can't. All the issues of the fact that it's about a serial killer who hears the voices of the people that molested him as a child. We talked about that. How do we go back in and censor that stuff, you know? I'm going to use your blood like lubricant, boy.
Yeah, Universal, I mean, Universal's never going to okay that for Chiller.
No. Mm-mm.
So
it's a dumping ground for them. Chiller is nothing more than a placeholder for Universal. It's not a serious channel. It doesn't have an identity. It's nothing more than a widget. If you look at Headline News, has just made the switch. Somebody bought them. So now, crime shit, it's not even Headline News. It's not even the news. It's just HLN. And it's all crime shit that was on the True TV channel, which before that it was on Court TV. They're just playing a shell game with the same shit you guys have already seen a million times, whereas I'm the guy going, I got that crazy Thai weed, baby. Come on over here. You want the Thai stick, you know, and that's what I'm doing. I've got the best dope.
And tell people once again before we leave where they can get this great dope from Hart Fisher.
Well, your best bet is you're going to want to go to www.filmon.com. And for the mentally challenged out there, that's FILMON.com. And you're going to want to subscribe. It's pretty easy. It takes about 10 minutes. That's how long it took me. You just go in and you register with your email. And like I said, you could be watching American Horrors for $1.95 a month. Bang, instantly. And then they've got amazing channels. BBC News, Universal Sports, the UFC has a channel up there now too, which is pretty kick-ass. So they're adding more and more content all the time. Filmon has great library of movies on demand that are free, that you could watch for free. And they've got a lot of other great film channels, like the Reels channel and such. I think it's the future of what's going to be television in now. I think it's happening right now. And you should get on board now. You should subscribe right now. $1.95, www.filmon.com.
Deep, deeper, deepest, from beneath the living, from beyond the dead, to the depths of Hell's Ocean. Shockwaves, something unspeakable has risen. Shockwaves, from Joseph Brenner, rated PG. Starring the masters of shock, Peter Cushing and John Carradine, plunging you deep, deeper, deepest into shockwaves. The deep end of horror.
when you and I were talking on the phone, not only with that app with the texting, but then there's that other one we talked about in a previous episode where there was the app that like you speak into it and it converts it to text to send to somebody, and then it reconverts the text into your voice.
Yeah, Sierra.
Yeah, and it's like, really, you can't just fucking call the people? This is stupid. Do you remember, I think it was last year, maybe a year and a half ago, when the PlayStation Network got hacked and was down for like 3 months or whatever it was? There were people that were literally showing withdrawal symptoms like a drug addict does because they could not play multiplayer. Because they were addicted to going online and playing multiplayer on these games. I had a friend of mine that actually said, now he's a hardcore PlayStation fanatic, I'm half tempted to go buy an Xbox right now just so I can get my multiplayer fixed.
Just for online play.
And I'm going, you are fucking pathetic. You are addicted. And that's the problem.
He's pathetic because he didn't already have a 360 with a PS3 and a Wii and a 3DS and a lot of stuff that came before it that it apparently isn't some of the stuff that you mentioned, but I have a lot. So just saying, he should already add it.
Well, but I mean, what do you think, you know, let's talk a little.
No, hold on, wait, real quick before we go into that. Speaking of that scenario, I have a very good mind to believe that should WoW ever cease to exist, World of Warcraft, we would instantly lose like 4 million people within the first week, mass suicide, because they would just not be able to handle not playing that game. Because that is just so, like, there's that group. The large group, but that circle of people, it just is so much more infatuated than the level of people addicted to playing online multiplayer just on the regular systems.
Oh, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Back when I worked at 26, I had two friends that I basically lost into that black hole of World of Warcraft for 2 years. When they were at work, all they did was talk about World of Warcraft. They would look at videos of people playing World of Warcraft. They would constantly bring up how much they wanted to go play World of Warcraft. At lunch, they would go home and play World of Warcraft. After work, they'd go out. You know, everyone else would go out, and they'd go home and play World of Warcraft, and then they'd come back looking like a zombie, and you're like, how much did you sleep? He's like 3 hours, man. We had an epic raid for two straight years. I lost these people to World of Crack.
I'll admit, I was a big WoW player. I got my 1 year sobriety chip in February. The last 6 months before I quit, I wasn't even playing the game. It was just fun to kind of, it was essentially like an online chat, and I was just fucking around with people, and then I would talk to my guild, and I had the EU League of Evil, and it was just more of a social thing. Even when I was in the game, I hated doing the raids, and I hated like the stuff with the people I don't know. It's like, you know, or at least I got to know, you know, this group of people that were in my guild very well, and then once in a while you meet cool people in chat. But otherwise, I was just fucking in the auction house. I was like, oh, this is cheap. I'll make this more expensive, and I'll do this. And but anywho, I digress. Now, is it Syria?
Siri.
Siri, okay, sorry. Oh, yeah, The Daily Show did some joke about Syria. I don't even really... Anyway. So the Siri thing, if you haven't seen the commercials, it started out, and I believe it was still for this product or a like product, and it's a businessy guy, and he's, you know, walking across the streets of New York City, and he's checking his phone. He's all, you know, making commands essentially like, picture Mad Men talking to a person, but it's a phone. So he's, you know, doing all these, and he's like, you know, restaurant booked, reservation 7 o'clock, and like going on that. Now they have a revamped one of this kid in a garage.
Oh, I hate the Call Me Rock God kid. I hate him so much.
And he's talking, and he's like, you know, he's like, oh, let Ashley and Carrie know that our band is playing. And it just is out, you know, Ashley and Carrie, hey, our band's playing tonight. And then, like, it sends it. And he's given all these little commands of stuff that you could do yourself. It's like, it takes 2 seconds to fucking text someone. And just, you know, it seems so nonsensical, the reason for this technology, when you should be using your brains to make technology that actually helps do things that you may not necessarily be able to easily do yourself. It just seems that the world is so obsessed with making things easier and easier when they're not that hard to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, I remember when the phones were just, it's a phone, and then, you know, oh yay, we're texting. And that was like the new thing. And a lot of people were like, oh, that's stupid. I just talk to the person. And now we can't live without texting. I know you can, but you're weird. I love you, Josh. No, but anyway, no, let's get to the Rock God thing. So then you can have this device call you whatever you want. And the kid's like, call me Rock God. And she's like, from now on, I will call you Rock God. And I was like, you don't, if I was in a grocery store and some kid was talking to his phone, and I don't mean little kid, I'm not going to hassle on that, but like, you should know better, like 18, the kid looked to be about 16, 18. And if he's talking to his phone and blah, 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 I'd be like, hey, I'm looking for the new blah, blah, blah Guitar Hero. And be like, Rock God, I have found four stores that hold your Guitar Hero. I'd be like, pah, Rock God, you're pathetic. And it's just like, my God, who, why would you want someone? Oh my God, that's like having a girl be like, I want you to call me like the most beautifulest, prettiest person like ever. I will call you the most beautiful, prettiest person ever. And it's like, it's just, it's vain. It's vain for no reason whatsoever. It's like, yeah, you can do a name, but putting things out with that, but that's even besides the point. I digress.
But it goes to the lazy part. Well, because first of all, it feeds their ego a little bit. It in a weird way, it personifies the machine more than they would normally do, which in reality is a pretty dangerous thing to do because I'm being,
there's a spoof on, and I know you hate this show. Right. I know you hate this show, but Big Bang Theory spoofs that. Is the guy starts falling in love with the app like she's an actual girlfriend, and he's like got a dinner setting and everything like that, and he's so awkward that he is actually having not really a relationship with her, but like pretty close to it. And of course, she's talking back to him as the device would answer. And so that was kind of funny, but I know you hate that show. But anyway,
what I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted.
You weren't rudely interrupted. You were cutely interrupted.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. But, you know, not only does it feed into your ego, but then how long until, and I'm trying to be serious here, but I'm going to do it in a comical way, before these machines start going, do you know John? Yeah, do you know John Connor? It's like, has no one who makes these things or buys these things ever seen a science fiction movie before? This shit never ends up good for us.
Yeah, that was like on that other one where I was talking about the whole sci-fi with scientists with bringing in these, you know, non-indigenous animals and then bringing them into this and be like, oh, they're under cages, it's okay. Whoa, got into the wild, now they're breeding. No, there's crazy insects in this country that there shouldn't be.
Africanized killer bees.
Yeah, well, and fire ants came over and like crates and whatnot, and then yep. Scientists, I told you about the bullet ant thing, but anyway, okay, back to technology. We need that little button. The thing of that is too, like I said, they're making technology to make things even easier. I mean, I'm sorry, it takes no time to text all of you, be like, hey, you know, what are you doing today? It's like, it's just texting. You shouldn't have to do a verbal texting. And I remember back when, I think it was either late high school or early college, they came out with a very brief basic technology to where you could talk into a headset and it would type for you. And of course, I mean, I never had it, but I heard it wasn't the greatest thing. Essentially, people were like, great, we don't have to type out our papers. We could just talk it. It's like, great, if you don't proofread it, you're not going to get good marks.
Well, I mean,
it goes along with that. That was basically the start of what they have now. And it's just weird that they went from all the way back there to now bringing it back. And you've got these things that are, like, you look at the iPhone, and this is actually a thing, and I don't know if they've corrected it yet, but I have not updated to the new operating system of iPhone for the fifth operating system because they found a glitch, and they found it by accident. When you take in your smartphone to get repaired, and they check the SIM card, this guy used his own SIM card to make sure the kid's phone was working. But what had happened, and this is kind of going with, like, what you were saying, it essentially assimilated with that guy's smartphone. Card. So this kid's phone and the guy's phone became linked. So this guy was sexting his girlfriend and stuff, and it was all coming to like this 9 or 10 year old kid's home phone. He was getting these texts and like everything that was, no, I'm serious. Like, it's funny, but it's not, because essentially if you have a stalker, and again, extreme circumstances, everybody's like, there's stalkers out there, but no, this is a real thing. If you had a stalker, because I mean, a lot of people have iPhones, not everybody, but a lot of fucking people have iPhones. So if you have a stalker, just someone that wants to fuck with you, what have you, is malicious, all they have to do is, like, you leave your purse in the bar to go, you know, get something, or you're at a buffet, what have you, you leave your phone sitting out, all they have to do, switch their SIM card for, like, 2 seconds, switch it back, and they get all of your information incoming.
Well, and like what I was going to say about the whole speaking and then the computer types it out for you, I can see actual real applications for that. A burn victim that can't use his arms to type. Okay, I can see that. You know,
well, yeah, I'm just talking for everyday use. This was
the point I was trying to make was that most of these things that are now just totally taken for granted were created for a specific use, that they were not lazy. And then today's generation of kids will do anything to be lazy. I cannot understand why people want to watch a fucking movie or a TV show on a fucking iPod screen rather than their television.
The only time I watch movies or shows on my iPod is when I'm working out. So I'm on an elliptical machine or a treadmill and then watching a movie, because honestly, it makes you work out longer versus I'm bored, I need to be doing all this. So it's an attention thing. But I don't sit at home and watch movies on my iPod.
But I know people that do that. I know people whose kids, they'll just sit in the living room and not be watching the TV. They'll be watching fucking Blade Runner on their iPod. And you go, why?
Well, is it
why
so the parents can watch TV?
No.
That would make sense.
No, it's just that's the way they're used to now. There was a study done, I think it was in Washington State, not Washington, D.C. I think it was in Washington State like 2 or 3 years ago, where the entire school or the entire class for like a senior or a junior class went without their cell phones for an entire month as part of a sociology experiment. Guess what happened? They all started to have withdrawal symptoms like a drug user that's going cold turkey. We are too reliant on our technology in this era, and it really scares the shit out of me. I mean, people like you and Scott make fun of me for being a Luddite, but I'm not addicted to this stuff. And I'm not trying to say you are, but I'm just saying...
I'm not addicted. I just like nice things.
I can quit anytime I want.
I can't. Dude, I've gone... Fuck, I don't freak out. The only time I'm like, oh God, I forgot my phone, is because we're doing... and someone needs to get a hold of me, or we're meeting someplace for something. If I run to the store or something and I forget my phone, I don't care. It'll just be like, oh crap, if Brad has to get a hold of me, he has to wait till I get home. I don't go with withdrawals. I've gone, you know, days without Facebook or Twitter, and it's kind of funny because then I'm like, hey guys, I'm just really busy, let you know I'm still alive. And then it's like my phone's blowing up the rest of the day with people, you know, coming and be like, oh, it's good to hear that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I feel the need. Not for my sake, but to update and let people know I'm still around. Like I've had family like try and get a hold of me before because they hadn't heard from me via phone and they couldn't get a hold of me online because instead of calling me, they were trying to get a hold of me online. And so I hadn't called them because I didn't know anything was up, and they kept trying to get a hold of me online, and I of course wasn't online. And so it was like this big thing where they were really worried, and I was like, did you try calling me? No, but you didn't call me. It's like, well, I didn't need to get a hold of you. You should have just
well it comes down
me.
To okay, have you ever seen the Ray Bradbury theater episode The Murderer, made in like 1989 or something like that, 88 89? It basically addresses everything we're talking about how people's over-reliance on technology, and it points a very nice middle finger at 1989 level of over-reliance of technology. I can only imagine if Bradbury had written that today.
And I'll admit, I mean, you know, I rarely have cash on me. It's always card. Everything is debit.
See, I feel like I'm in trouble if I don't have cash on me.
Like maybe sometimes I'll keep like 10 or 20 on me just if, you know, what have you, emergencies, or you're on a gas in case you forget your card, or just something for safeties. But no, I don't usually carry cash because it's just, we live in a plastic world where everything is debit, what have you. And it's kind of a reality check when we do go to these things where when you go to conventions, they don't necessarily take card at the concession stands or the vendors, and you have to go to the ATM. Well, funny story. The last one we went to, the ATM ran out of money the first day because that's how many people don't carry fucking cash. And so we made a run to the bank that was a few blocks down. We're like, we need to get this now because they're referring everybody to the bank, and the poor bank was probably out of money by the end of the con. But it was just one of those things, like you don't think about it, and you go somewhere, you're like, oh shit, really? You don't take card? Okay. And so you just have to take out, because I mean, of course you're at a con, you're going to get swag. So people are dropping a lot more money than even I would. It's like, oh, you're going to pay $1,000 for that figure. Right on, man. Well, but it's cash.
My wife and I, one of our favorite restaurants is a no plastic restaurant. They are cash and check only to this day. And they are one of the most popular restaurants in Appleton, Wisconsin. So it's not like people are going, oh my God, I'm not going to eat there because I can't pay with plastic. People just go, all right, so I got to bring cash. Big fucking deal.
Yeah. And some of those places have ATMs near them.
Well, but then you also get over-reliant on, have you ever been in the grocery store when the power goes out? You can't get your items. Back in the 80s, they could just total it up by hand, punch it into one of the non-electronic machines, and you paid with cash and went on your way. Now it's, nope, nobody checks out now. Too bad.
We were out of town, and Brad and I wanted to go to an IHOP, and something was down with the machines. Like, the power wasn't out, but it was something with the connection of the machine. And they wouldn't even, take cash. Like, it was nothing. Like, they couldn't do anything because I guess the registers and what have you, and they didn't want all that cash on hand. So essentially they were closed.
Yeah.
Because the machines were down.
We are over-reliant on technology. Yes, Jillian and I use the internet all the time. Yes, we use the internet to connect to each other right now because we're not in the same state. Yes.
What are these interwebs you speak of?
Aren't they the ones that were invented by Al Gore? Oh, wait, that's actually been disproven, so never mind.
I don't like spiders that they have webs, and so I don't go on the interwebs because they're spiders.
Okay, because you just got creepy, we're going to have to end the show.
No, we can't end. There's so much I haven't said. Okay, all right, real quick. The other thing that's kind of scary and handy is that I won't do is they have the new banking thing where you essentially scan with your phone your checks and they get deposited in your
account. I've seen the commercials for those,
and I'm
yes.
like, does that retain information? Can somebody hack that? I've sent texts before and they've gone to somebody else's phone that was in my list. And it didn't go to the right person. And there's just weird shit like that that happens. Like, fuck, one time I got a call from Brad's phone and it came up Brad with Brad's phone number, Brad's ringtone, everything. His phone was at home. We freaked out because we thought it broke into our fucking house and somebody took the phone. And what had happened was it was this girl and she was calling and it was just like, I don't know. She was ghetto sounding. She didn't speak very clearly. And she was just kind of yelling at me saying that, you know, I've been with her man, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? And so I thought like somebody broke into their house. Dude has a phone. She sees all my texts to Brad on it thinking that I'm cheating with her man. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so we went home. Everything was fine. Nothing was broken into it. His phone was exactly where he left it. I called AT&T. I called, you know, the actual store, the customer service, everything. They were like, no, like your account hasn't been hacked. Your number has not been cloned. Nothing is going on. Like nobody could explain this. So if you can have that kind of crosswire where it says my husband's calling me when my husband is next to me from his phone and his phone is at home and some lady is like cussing me out and threatening to fucking kill me because I was at least sleeping with her man, and that she has texts from me to his phone, I'm like, what is going on?
Jillian,
so I was like, am I sending these texts and they're going to somebody else's phone as well as Brad's?
That kind of happened when you and I first met. I had Brad's phone number, and it's still the number that goes to Brad's phone. Mm-hmm. And the very first time, because he'd called me a couple of times, the very first time I tried to call him back, you answered, and you were out at a restaurant with your phone. Do you remember that? Oh, for whatever reason, I called Brad, and it went to your phone.
Oh, I don't know. Things are weird. But anyway, my point is with this banking scan thing, I don't mean to like sound like uninterested. I just know you already called time, so I want to get this out. With the scan thing, how do you control where that information goes? It's kind of like Willy Wonka when he, you know, teleports Mike TV. It's like, it's up there in a billion pieces, and it might not necessarily come back the way it's supposed to. I get a little apprehensive when we are at cons and you've got the dealers. And obviously, if you small business and you're in business for yourself and your career or your livelihood is going to these conventions, yeah, you kind of have to take heart because you will lose a lot of business. And they have that nifty thing where you sign up for it and essentially, you know, your phone takes the credit card information like a scanner would. I'm always really nervous about that. And I'm like, does the phone retain that information? Does that information go anywhere? I don't know. So I try to avoid those. Every once in a while, like if it's a gift for somebody or something, I just, you know, watch my account for the next few months. I've never had issues, but it's that kind of stuff that makes me apprehensive because there are just crazy things that go on, whether intended to be maliciously hacked or just go into the wrong hands by, you know, not going where it's supposed to go. However, that shit gets mixed up that we just explained.
Yep. It happens. So, hey, JZJ, where can people find JZJ?
Is that my new nickname or something?
It's easier for me.
Okay. Jillian Zarowski Jones on Facebook. Right now I'm on my husband's site, thecinemasnob.com. Well, I mean, I'll still be there later. I'm just also starting my own site, but sorry. Anyway, I digress.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to a rather rambling what the fuck. We'll have actual stories next week. And we didn't get
to... Will it be Republican related?
If they do something stupid by then, yeah.
So yeah.
Something about this thing that scares me.